Okay, good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. Today's daf is daf Ayin Zayin. So we got three lines down in Ayin Zayin an Aleph after the Gemara had just concluded that according to the opinion of Rava, actually a few more lines, but we'll repeat this line again, I'm sorry, but three lines down, Rava tells us that the shear of wine that needs to be carried out is a strong, potent wine that needs to be diluted with three amounts of water. So one amount of wine to three amounts of water. So Rava Latame, three lines down, Damar Rava Kol Chamer De Lo Dari Achad Plus Maya. Any amount of wine that is not a ratio of one amount of wine to three amounts of water, Lav Chamer, it's not considered wine. That was the din of Rava. So comes along Abaye, five lines down. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Shtei Chuvos Bedavra. I've got two questions to you. Number one, Chada. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us, it's really a Tosefta in, that's amazing. Mishnah, Masechus, Nita actually. The Tanan, Hamazig, Shnei Chalke Maim, Ve'echad Yain, Minayain Hasheruni. That the dilution ratio is really 2 to 1, only 2 amounts of water, not 3 amounts. That's his first question that Abaye asks Rav. Number two, he says, the Ode, Maim Bekad, Mitzdarfin. You have water that's in the pitcher summer and mitzdarf to the wine. Ruvain's carrying the wine in the Rishus Rabbim on Shabbos. So the wine is less than Revius. So the fact that there's water in the pitcher, that's going to be mitzdarf and consider him as if he's carrying a full sheer of Revius of wine. That doesn't make any sense. The water's at home in a barrel. He's outside with a little bit of wine. Why do you be mitzdarf the water that's in a pitcher? So Amar Le Rava, Rava says, Had the Kamer, is that what you say? Shnei Chalke Mayim Be'achad Yayin. That there's 2 amounts of water to 1 amount of wine. Min Hayayin Hasheruni. That's only the Gabe, this Yayin that's in the Sheron, a different area of Eretz Yisrael. Yayin Hasheruni Luchud Derafi. You have to leave that aside because the wine in Sheron, in Sheruni wine, is very rafi, soft and light, and doesn't require as much water to dilute it. It's enough to simply have 2 amounts of water. But when it comes to our type of wine, the typical type of wine where it's very strong, it's very potent, you need 3 amounts of water. So you can't bring a raya from Yayin Hasheruni. Inami, alternatively, Hasam Mishum Chazusa, maybe the 2 amounts of water is only with respect to the coloring of the wine. The wine wasn't so strong colored. So if you have more than 2 amounts of wine, it changes the color. Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says the last four narrow lines, Inami Hasam Mishum Chazusa, the Nakila. And the Nihi Nami de Dari Achad Tlas, even though you might need 1 to 3 with respect to taima, with respect to taste, Maris Dam Lo Havi El B'Shnei Chalakum, to maintain the red color of the wine, it's only with 2 amounts, Maim Ve'echad Yain, V'ya Be'tvei, if you put more than 2 amounts of water, Dam Hatome Lo Kedam Yaraku Vitar, looks like green blood. So that's regarding Dam of Nida and things of that sort. But either way, it's talking about, because that Mishnah is in Maseches Nida, in terms of comparing what type of red is considered Nida. So it says, you know what type of red it has to be? Like wine, Sheruni, that's 2 amounts of water. But if it has 3 amounts of water, that color is going to look like Dam Yarek, which is Tahor. But that's only regarding the coloring of wine. But regarding the taste of wine, regarding the bracha of wine, kosher bracha, that in a Hanami requires 3 amounts of water. Those are two ways to explain Yai Meshiruni and the Mishnah Maseches Nida. Back inside the Gemara again, Inami, alternately, and Hasam Mishim Chazusa, we speak of 2 amounts of water to wine only regarding the appearance of Al Letame in terms of taste. Baitfe, you need more, you need 3 amounts to have the taste be considered wine. So that's how you get rid of the Mishnah in Maseches Nida. But what about the other question? The commerce, Mayim Bekad Umitzdarfin? That which you said, water's in the pitcher in the guy's house, he's high for carrying a small amount of wine. He's not carrying the water, though. There's not a revius of wine. All he has is a little bit of wine. Only a rova, only a quarter of a revius. So the Gemara says, Gemara explains, and Rav explains, Leidin Shabbos, Midi de Chashabian, Vhanami Chashav. When it comes to carrying an item on Shabbos, we don't care about a revius or not a revius. We care about a chashev amount, a chashev shear. So normally, for other liquids, revius is considered a chashev. Less than revius is not considered a chashev. But with respect to wine, well, wine is so potent, it's so dense, so then the very fact that it can combine to water gives its chashivus itself. Not because it's as if you're carrying the water. It's just saying that this is wine that's chashev, where in theory it could be added with water. But not that we're carrying the water. Look at Rashi. What Rashi says, just a few words in Rashi. Rashi says the first wide line down, the last word is a ha chashev. The chazi le tufei be maya. That's chazi. It's fit to be be combined to water, and that's enough of a ground of chashivas to make this a shir that one's chai for carrying Shabbos. It's similar to what the Gemara says in Yuma and other places, that chatzi shir asim min haTorah. Why is chatzi shir asim min haTorah? Because it's chazal tzrufei. It's chazal tzrufei. So what does it mean chazal tzrufei? So some say because the fact that there's potential to add to it, so therefore it's a shir. And others say, no, not that you're going to potentially add to it because it's a siyag that you might add to it. But the fact that it has the ability, that's a chashivus on its own. Let me explain an afkamina for a second. Let's say a person eats a chatzi shir at the end of Yom Kippur, and there's no time for him to eat the other half a shir. Is he responsible? Is that considered asim min haTorah? So there's a discussion with Kavi Eger and the Minchas Chinuch. Some say, since the idea of chatzi shir asim min haTorah is chazal tzrufei, it's able to fit to another shir, it's only if it has the ability to fit to another shir. And since he ate at the end of the day, where zero possibility for him to complete the shir, it's not an isur min haTorah. Yet others say, when the Gemara says chazal tzrufei, it's not because he has the potential to add on and finish the shir. Rather, that itself, the shir itself, looking at the shir itself, the fact that it has the ability to connect it, gives chashivus to the shir in the current state. And even though he doesn't have any possibility of eating the other half of the shir on Yom Kippur, still he's chayv, it's still asr min haTorah, because chatzi shir asr min haTorah, chazi lietzerufei. Here as well, the very fact that wine has the potential to be combined with water to make a revius, that alone gives the wine chashivus, and one is chayv. So the Gemara now says around halfway down the Amud here, Tana, Yavish b'kazayis divrei Rebbe Nassan. What do you mean Yavish b'kazayis? If you look at Rashi, two Y lines down, Yavish yayin karish. If wine had congealed, it turned into a solid. The din is b'kazayis. You're chayv for carrying yayin Yavish, yayin karish on Shabbos. If it's a shiva kazayis, demi kara havi bei revius. That means initially it was a revius, and the revius and a kazayis are the same shir. So when it comes to food, it's a kazayis. When it comes to liquid, it's a revius. So it's the same item that freezes and unfreezes. So if it's liquid form, it's a revius. And if it's a solid, it's a kazayis, and it's the yuchayv in either direction. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Tavar Echad. Rav Yosef points out that both Rabbi Nasan and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda say the same thing. Rabbi Nasan had Amran, that we just said, that a yain yavesh is a kazayis. And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Sani, the Raisa tells us that Rabbi Yehuda omer, Shisha Devarim, Mikula Beis Shammai, Umichurma Beis Hillel. We know that all of Rashas, Beis Hillel is more makel than Beis Shammai, but there are six places where Beis Shammai, in fact, is actually more makel. So if you look at Rashi just points out here, three wide lines down here, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim, Mikulu V'chulu, Lav Di'ika Hani V'sulo, not to mean that these are the only cases where Beis Shammai is makel and no other places, Dakati Tuva Ika, there are many other places, that Ella Kishenichnesu L'Kerem B'Yavna, when they went to Kerem B'Yavna, an area in Eretz Yisrael, V'heidu Kolachar V'yachar also, Shabiyadu Masechas Edios, you're talking about the different items in Masechas Edios, Hey, Rabbi Yehuda Aleilu, he was testifying, he was reporting about these six matters, but not to say that these were the only places where Beis Shammai was makel, there are other places, but certainly overall, Beis Hillel was the one who was more makel. So the Gemara then says, again, Shisha Dvarim Mikule Beis Shammai Michumri Beis Hillel, Dam Nevela, if you have Dam Nevela, Beis Shammai Mitarin, U Beis Hillel Mitamim. Why? What's the machlokus? If you look at Rashi says, Beis Shammai Mitarin, De'eno Kibasar Litame B'Nevela B'Kazayas. The din of Nevela, Tumas Nevela is the Basar. Blood isn't basar, so Beis Shammai says it's pater. De'eno kibasar l'tamei nevela b'kazayas. Lo toras mashkin lo tumakala, and doesn't have a din of a mashkin either. It doesn't have a shear of a kazayas for nevela, and doesn't have it. That's considered mashkin. It's dam. It's not considered tam. It's not considered mashkin tumakala. So according to Beis Hillel, he says you are mitamei. Why? Look inside the Gemara. So the Gemara says that Amar Rebbe. I remember Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Af kishatimu Beis Hillel, lo timu elam b'dam sheish bo revius. And even when Beis Hillel says the dam of nevela does have the din of tumas nevela, it's only true when you have the sheer of dam of revius. Why? Hol v'yochol likrosh v'lamun al kazayis. Because since the din of basa nevela is a sheer of kazayis, so dam, blood, which is a outgrowth of the basar, it's in a liquid form, we have to look at the sheer of what it's like in a solid form. And since the revius is a dam, the Shiva Kazayas, when in a solid, so even as a revius, it would be matame. So we see that he also is able to go back and forth between the liquids and solids of a Shir Kazayas and a Shir revius. Rashi just says here, Al Kazayas, Shu Shir Nevela Latame Adam. That's the Shir we're looking for in general, Basar Nevela, Shiva Kazayas. V'hainu Amru Devarecha, that's what that Rav Yosef pointed out, that they're saying the same thing, Shir Kazayas, Hayavesh, Kishini Moach, Havir revius. When a solid of Kazayas melts, it turns into liquid form, it becomes Revius, and vice versa. When Revius solidifies into a solid form, it has the same Shiva Kazayas. That's the parallel. So the Gemara says it's possible to be Mechalik. Amar Abai. Abai says, Dilma, perhaps, Lohi, not true. Maybe they're not exactly the same. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Nassim. Maybe Rabbi Nassim only said over there, Hacha, Debar Revius, El Bayayin, De Kalish. Only the Gabi wine. I mean, it depends what the item that's being frozen or being melted. When it comes to wine, wine is a little bit looser. And therefore, when you have the amount of wine, so then a Revius and Kazayas are the same thing. Avab Adam, De Samech, blood which is thicker. And it's more of a thicker liquid, a thicker substance. Kazayas lobai revius. The kazayas and revius don't amount to the same thing. So look at Rashi. Rashi says el b'yayin the kolish four lines up kishulach rav nafcha. When it's a liquid, so it's since it's looser. You know the way things normally work is you know solids the particles are very tight. Liquids are looser, and gas is even more spread. Gas goes all over the place. So in terms of the molecules. So here, the more liquidy a liquid is, the molecules are more separate, which would be considered an expanded form. So you have a solid that turns into something very liquidy, it's going to cover more volume than if a solid turns into liquid is a thicker substance. So blood is thicker than wine, so they start at the same size, both of a kazayas. Wine, when wine melts, will be covering more volume than when dam melts, it'll be less volume. So again, so the Gemara explains this, that only maybe by yayin the lokamar Rabbi Nassan hacha the by revius el b'yayin the kalish, that when wine melts, a kazayas will turn into revius because it's looser. Of dam the samich, when blood is thicker, kazayas lo by revius, the kazayas of dam that melts will not turn to revius, it's going to be shorter, less, a smaller volume. Inami, alternatively, ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda hasam the kazayas sagile revius el b'dam samich. Maybe by a blood, where blood, maybe a blood kazayas does turn into revius. But aval, when it comes to yayin the kolish, where yayin is looser and it expands more as a liquid form, kazayas havi yosim revius. When a kazayas of wine that's dry melts, it becomes more than revius. It's a larger shear than revius. And maybe v'chipmapik pachas mekazayas lechai. When you bring a shear of less than a kazayas of wine, you should be chai because of maybe less than a kazayas of wine, when melted, will turn into the revius. So it's not completely parallel these two different discussions. Just look at Tosa in the bottom here, just two lines. Tosa says, since we had said that blood, when blood is in liquid form, it has the ability, when congealed, to have a Shiva Kazayas, and therefore it's considered Basar Nevela. Tosa points out here, Mashvid Adam Chashib Basar. That blood is considered meat. Tema. Im Kain, if that's the case, that blood is the same as meat, why is there a pasuk needed in the parak behema hamikashin chulin ayin beis ureishin sanhedrin the revius dames the mitami ba'ol tepikle the havei kibaser mishum shiachol likrosh. There's a din. We know that a mace is a mitami tumas ol, as is any of the baser, any of the flesh, any of the atzamos. But what about blood? A revius of blood. The Gemara brings a pasuk that blood also is has a din of tumas mace. So Tosa asks, why do you need a gzer shav? Why do you need a pasuk rather? It's clear from the Gemara here that they didn't need a pasuk. It was clear that dam is considered an extension of baser nevela. So too, dam is considered baser of tumas meis. So Tosa answers for Omari de gavi meis baikra revius adam. He goes on to say that with respect to meis, there you need a pasuk to include revius adam. And he goes on to give a few different suggestions. Take a look there. But either way, it's an interesting question nonetheless, and he gets out of it in different ways. So let's go weiter now. In the Gemara, the rest of the daf is going to be some interesting gadol. So we now in the bottom of Ayin, Zayin, and Aleph, at the three lines up, at the two dots. The Gemara says, Chalav kidei gemiyah. So we said, milk, the amount of milk it takes for a person to swallow a mouth. So Ibai lehu, kidei gemiyah with an Aleph, or kidei gemiyah with an Ayin. How do you spell this properly? So Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, hagmi'ini no mat ma'im mikadech, when Eliezer said to Rivka, please give me some drink to swallow, some water to swallow, so Higmiyan is with an aleph, so we spell it with an aleph. So Gemir. So then the Gemara says, Ibarlu, and a similar question we have, Garinan o Garinan, when it comes to the word Garinan, when it comes to the pits, or the seeds of a grape or something, so is it with an aleph or with an ayin? Amirava, Barula, Vinigra, Merkecha, Nigra means to lessen, so what's the relevance of, why is it called Nigra, when it comes to Garinan? So says Rashi, that nigra, top line, nigra, hagarina, and zorkin, v'nigran, mitocha ochel, that the pits that everyone throws out, they're considered the least part of the food of the grape. So there's an interesting shaila in the poskim. Some grapes are seedless. So would that be considered a grape or not a grape? Would that require ha'etz or not ha'etz? Is that considered a classical classical of grape. So they point out, interesting discussion, but one of the rayas they bring, the Eish Avram Mibachach points to our sugya here, and he says, with the fact of Nigra Merakecha, sounds like the, if the grape does not have the seed in it, that a grape with the seed is considered a lesser value than that without the seed. So the presence of the seed is garina, and they're less, they're weakened. So if you have a din of a grape with a pit, with a seed, so certainly without the seed would make it better, and therefore he felt that it's a more chashuv without the seeds, a pitless one. But others say, no, that's not a raya here. All the seeds mean, the Aruch says that the seeds, garina means, it's the least part of the grape, but it doesn't mean it's not chashuv, it's just with respect to the rest of the grape, it's that part which is eaten. But it's possible if it doesn't have the pits, if it doesn't have the seeds, maybe it doesn't have a din of a grape. So that's an interesting halachic discussion that might be based on this particular sugya and the understanding of Nigra Merkecha with respect to garinim. Now we're two lines down. The Gemara says, Ibar Lehu, Omos, O Omos. Do you spell it with an aleph or do you spell it with an ayin? This is in reference to when you have coals that go out and it's still like fire, still hot and still glowing. How do you spell that? Omos with an aleph or with an ayin? And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Arazim Lo Amamu. The cedar trees did not light. Began Elokim in the garden of Hashem. So we see Amamahu with an ayin. Ibar Lehu, and yet a fourth question, Gemara asks, how do you spell ma'amsin tanan o ma'amsin, the ayin or with an aleph, with regards to a one should not close the eyes of the dead on Shabbos? So how do you spell that? Ma'amsin or ma'amsin? So the Gemara says, one closes his eyes from seeing that which is bad. So there, the with an ayin, even though it's spelled the ayin tzadi mem, this is ayin mem tzadi, but still of the same similar shorish, so it's spelled with an ayin. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, Hamotzi Chalav Shel Behem, a person carries milk of an animal, of a cow, or some other animal, Kedei Gemiyah, if it's the mount of Kedei Gemiyah, the one he could swallow, Chalav Shel Isha, milk from a woman, Veloven Shel Beitza, the white part of the egg, Kedei Liten B'Meshifa Shel Kilar, it has to be enough of a mount where a person would put it in the Kilar, some type of ointment was prepared together to place on, I think it was a wound or something, or maybe on a child. So that's the amount needed for these items. So Bar Rav Ashi, Kedei Shifa, O Kedei Achiza, V'Shifa, is enough to just simply place it on the eyes, the keeler in the eyes, or is it enough to, you have to hold the keeler in one's fingers and apply it there from the eyes? So it's a big difference. Either means to just put on the finger, dab on the finger to put in the eye, or to cup it in the hand, which is then used by a finger to put it in the eye. Gemara says, take it. We're not exactly sure how to measure this shear. The vash kedei liten al kasis. We said honey that's placed on a cut. Tana kedei liten al pi kasis. It's enough to place on the tip of the cut. So by Rav Ashi, al kasis apuma de kula kasis. Does it mean on the top of the sore or the cut? On the face of the entire sword, Odilma Amursha Kama Dukaza, the tip, the very highest point only, but not the whole head of the sword. There are different parts of one analyzes a cut or a sore. There's the tip of it, and then there's the whole mouth of it. Unsure whether it's simply the tip or the entire mouth of it. Lafuke Hojana Dulo, to exclude the area that's around it of the pet, that maybe not. And the Gemara says, take it. We don't know exactly how to measure the shear of Kedei Litein Al HaKasis. So the Gemara then says, Amr Yehuda Marav Kala Masha. Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Bolamo, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, Lo Bara Davar Echad Levatala, nothing was created for no purpose. Everything has a purpose in the world. So Bara Shablu Lakasis, he created the slug for the purpose of cuts. So somehow that helps the cut. Bara, you know, this idea of anime sucking out the blood, maybe. Bara Zvuv Litzira, they created a fly, so it's able to, it serves as a cure for a sting of a hornet. Yatish lenachash, a gnat provides a cure for the snake. Benachash lechafavitz, the snake provides a cure for boils. Usmamis laakrev, a spider provides a cure for the scorpion sting. Again, I don't know, we don't know how these actually work, but this is, we accept that, we just don't understand it, don't know how to apply it. Heich avilai, so how does this, how does it work? So ma'isi chada ukma v'chada chira, a person brings a black snake and a white one, v'shalke lehu, and he cooks them together, v'shai filay, and he rubs it on the boil, that apparently cures the boil. So Tanner Rabban the Brisa says further, Chamisha Amos, Hain, the type, five types of fears, Ema, so five Amos. What are the five Amos? Amos, Chalash al Gibor, the fear of the weak from the strong, from a bully, let's say. Amos, Mafkia al Ari, the fear of a Mafkia which affects a lion, some type of small animal. I don't know exactly what it is, perhaps a hyena, because hyenas chase animals, chase lions, maybe that's what it is. And then Amas Yatash al Peel, an elephant gets scared of a little fly, a little mouse. We always grew up learning that mice scare elephants. The Gemara says gnats do. Amas Smamas al Ha'akreva, the spider scares a scorpion. Amas Snunis al Ha'nesher, a swallow scares an eagle. And Amas Kilbus al Livyasan, and a kilbus scares the Livyasan. So the kilbus is some type of small animal that kills large fish in the sea. So the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Marav, Ma'akar." What's a pasuk that talks about how sometimes the smaller animals, the weak ones, are able to scare the greater, larger, and stronger ones? Hamavlig Shoda Al Az, the one who creates the weak to take victory over the stronger. So Rabbi Zeira Ashich Rabbi Yehuda. One time, Rabbi Zeira found Rabbi Yehuda to have a koy apischa de bei chamur, that he was standing in the doorhouse of his father-in-law. So the Chazia. Rabbi Zeira saw that he was very, very happy and easygoing at that moment. He would have asked anything about the world. Rabbi Yehuda was in such a place, such a ruach hakodesh he was having at that point. Ask him anything you want about how the world works, he will have an answer. So he said he took advantage, and he says to him, "My time is easy, mazgin bereisha. Why is it that goats walk in? Goats walk in the front of the flock, v'hadar imi, and then afterwards the sheep." Sheep follow the goats. Why is that? Amrullah, he said, Kivriyasa Shalom, that's the way the world was created, that the Bresha Chashucha Vahadin Nuhura, that first dark came and then afterwards light came, so too the dark colored goats walk before the white colored sheep. That was an understanding. So these are not stam things, these are deeper anyanim. I would imagine that they discuss this in the Perushim and Gadata, but it's fascinating that when you look around the world, there's so much depth to it. So this is what was going on here. So my time, a honey makasim, honey megalin. How come some goats, some sheep are covered, they're covered by tail, and the goats are exposed, the tail doesn't cover them, the goat's tails, I guess, stick up. So honey, di makasim minayu, so these sheep, since we cover ourselves, made in clothing, mikasin, they are covered. But honey delo mikasin minayu. But the goats, since we do not cover ourselves, we don't use their wool or their hair for clothing. Megalim, therefore they're exposed. It depends how humans use them. So sheep use the clothing, their wool as clothing. So therefore the tail is used to cover the sheep and vice versa when it comes to the goats. So my time megalim zutar gunufte. How come the camel's tail is small? Mishum de'achal kisi, because it eats the thorns. And apparently, they don't want the tails to get cut up in the thorns, so therefore it has a small tail. My time at Torah Aricha Gnufte. How come an ox is a long tail? Bishum Didar Ba'agme, because it lives and hangs out in the swamps. Ubay the Kakushe Baki, and needs to chase away the gnats, so they use the tail to chase them away. So my time at Karna the Kamsa Rechicha. How come the horns, the antennas of a locust, are soft and flexible? Bishum Didar Bechilfe, they live amongst the willows. Which are very strong and stiff. Vikasha, and if the antennas of the locust were to be hard as well, Nadi Misavre, it would be knocked off and they'd become blind. So they have to be soft to bend amongst the reeds that they live in. And Vidamar Shmuel, Haiman Debay, the Lisam, the Kamps, if a person wants to cause a locust to go blind, the Shlufane Lakarna, if you knock off its antennas, that way it will go blind. So my time a high timra to tell the gulsa midlay. How come the lower eyelid of a rooster raises up and closes over the upper? Well, our eyelids we close the top, but apparently the roosters they close the bottom lid. So adafe the diary the bedafe, since they live on boards and beams, and apparently smoke is often there. The eyel kutre, smoke comes again to the eyes. Miss Avra, it would be blinded. So therefore, has to be able to use the bottom eyelids to close the smoke that starts from the bottom and it rises up, so they have the protection from the bottom direction. Dasha, why is a door called a dasha? Derech sham, it's the derech, the path in which you walk. Darga, it's called derech gag, that's the access to a rooftop. Maskulisa, which is some type of dipping sauce. Masai tichlei da, when will this be finished? People are always eating and wondering when the dip will be done, I guess. Besa, why is it a house called a besa? Both aseba, come and sit inside. And bixa, why is a small, tiny house, cramped house called a bixa? Beakta, because it's narrow and small. Kufsa, which is a mortar. A kuf, visiv, a tip over and sit. I guess it's the how a person grinds things. Livne, why is a brick called a livne? Livne bnei, it's meant to build for. Livne bnei, it's meant for children. It could endure children. And hutza, why is a small fence called a hutza? Chatita, it's a separation. Why is a barrel called a chatzpa? Shechote minanar, you use it to dig up water from the river. And kuza, why is a small jug called a kuza? Kazeh, because it's like this. It's just kazeh, it's a small item. So then the Gemara says further, more questions. He asks, Shutisa, why is a hadasa called the Shutisa in Aramaic? Shutusa, because it looks like a fool. One who dances with it looks like a fool. You dance with a hadasim, you look like a shote. Meshichla, why is washing a trough called meshichla? So mashikula, because you wash all of it. Mashchilsa, why is apparently a certain type of fancy pitcher called a mashchilta? Mashikalsa, because a kala washes with it, it's fancy. Asisa, why is a hand mortar called an asisa? Chasirsa, because it's lacking, it was simply a block of wood, it didn't really have, it was missing the formulation, it wasn't fully built. A buchna, why is a pestle called a buchna? Bovakena, come and I will strike it. That's how you grind things, you crush things. Levusha, why is an outer cult called Levusha? Lobusha, so you shouldn't have embarrassment, so it should cover you up. Glima, why is a shirt called, or an overcoat rather, called a glima? Shanasa, bo kigolem, it was made, one who's wearing it, it looks like a golem, he's got no shape, it's very straight, you don't see his body. Gulsa, why is a fine cape called a gulsa? Gulliv asa, because it reveals a folding when he sits, meaning he picks up the back in order for him to see it, so he's gola, he reveals it when he sits down. Puria, why is a bed called a puria? Sheparn v'rabmala, because the place where people have children. And bor zinka, why is a dried out water pit called bor zinka? Bor zet naki, this pit is clean, it's clean of water. Sudra, why is a handkerchief called a sudra? Sod Hashem lireav, it's the secret of Hashem, revealed amongst those who fear him. I'm not sure why that exactly is. It was oftentimes worn by the Chachamim. It apparently expressed, indicated a Tamid Chachamim, those who fear Hashem. And Apadna is a palace. Apischa Dein, this doorway, all must come to this doorway because it's a Chashiva house, a Chashiva palace. Tanner Barn of the Brights, it says, now further, Shlosha Kozman Shematskinen Mosivin Gvura, three animals, three creatures, three organisms, as they grow, they age, they become stronger. Ve'ilhein, Dag, V'nachash, V'chazir, as they're older, they grow stronger. Okay, Gemara now says, we go a few more lines here. Shemen, Kidei Losuch, Ever Katan, he said the amount of oil that one would be chai for carrying would be if enough of the oil would be to take to anoint a small aver. So Amri de Rabbi Yanai, Shemen Kedei Lasuch Aver Katan Shakatan Ben Yomo. And it's referring to a small limb of a small child who's one day old. So a very, very small amount of oil. Meisvei, Gemara asks a question. Shemen Kedei Lasuch Aver Katan Shakatan Ben Yomo. My love, Aver Katan De Gadol. The Bryce only describes the age of the child, but doesn't describe which limb. So the fact that it doesn't describe which limb, it says just an Aver Katan of a... and a katan ben yomo does not imply that aver katan of a gadol or an aver gadol shekatan ben yomo. It says two things. Again, it says kidei lasuch aver katan and ve katan ben yomo. The understanding is it should really be or. It says either an aver katan of a grown person or a aver gadol of a infant. So Gemara says amru lecha de beis Rabbi Yanai lo halchei gamar shemen kidei lasuch aver katan shekatan ben yomo. No, it means the small limb of a small child. That's the amount of shemen needed. So Gemara says, Lema Katanai, let's suggest that perhaps this is in fact a machlokes tanaim. It says, Shemem, kidei lasuch aver katan v'katan ben yomo, divrei Rabbi Yishun ben Elazar, Rabbi Nosson amar, kidei lasuch aver katan. So my lav, hakamufki, the machlokes not as follows, that Rabbi Yishun ben Elazar, saver aver katan shokatan, Rabbi Nosson saver aver katan digadol, o aver gadol dekatan. Ava, but Rabbi Nosson would say, aver katan shakatan ben yomo, a small aver of a small child, lo, that wouldn't be included. So is this not the machlokes between these two tanaim? And the Gemara says, lo, not true. The chuli am, everybody's in agreement that aver katan, the katan ben yomo, lo. A small limb of a small child would not be included in this din. It would not, it's too small. So the Gemara says, v'lei said the Rabbi Yanai, no one holds a Rabbi Yanai, v'hacha, v'hacha mifgim. What the machlokes here is as follows. That Rabbi Shimon Elazar Savar, Aver Katan de Gadol, a small limb of an adult, the Aver Gadol de Katan, and a large limb of a Katan Ben Yomo, ki adad eninu. It's the same exact shit. Rabbi Nosson Savar, Aver Katan de Gadol in, about Aver Gadol de Katan Ben Yomo, lo. He felt a small limb of an adult, that is enough shear, but a large limb of a small child, that's not the same shear, and would be too small to be subject to the violation. So how do we paskin? We'll finish with this to the two dots. My Havale, what's the bottom line? Tashma, Desanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Shemin Kedei Lasuch Ever Katan, Shekatan Ben Yomo. The bottom line is, if a person has an amount of oil that takes to wash, to anoint the limb, the small limb of a small child, that would be a sufficient shear to, in order to be chayiv hotam. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and we'll continue Mirat Hashem on Sunday morning at 7:45. Everyone have a wonderful day.